Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Dan, you see that?
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I know Dan had been messaging me, let's break, and I'm off just, you know, off in goo-goo land there with Dr. Sadler. Welcome to the show, the final hour of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. We do get the odd question these days, especially, hey, Phil, where are you? What station are you on? You can check at philhendryshow.com, our affiliates page, APHIL. Kind of cute, huh?
Yes, that's fine, but you know, you've got a lot of children out there that are going to think that's how it's spelled.
Well, I will tell you this much. That's not my problem.
Why not?
Because it ain't my problem. The kid ought to know how to spell affiliate. In any event, if you want to know, you can go to our affiliate page at philhendryshow.com, and we will let you know there. You can also watch a live streaming video cast of our show either on your desktop or on your mobile iPhone or on your iPad by getting a backstage pass. So every night, here we are in full color. I'll tell you, our mobile picture is beautiful, man. It might even be better than some of the pictures that you get for some of these so-called video casts, for some of these so-called radio shows on your desktop. So check it out at philhendryshow.com. With a backstage pass, you have thousands of hours of our archive material as well, going back over a decade. And well worth it. Thank you so much for our BSPs. We appreciate your support. It's fantastic. And check us out on Facebook and Twitter and all that there. Okay, so we were talking, you know, not to continue on with the topic, but we were talking about who would you pay money to sit down and have lunch with.
And then I hope you decided to abandon that topic, because that is so, that is Talk Radio 101.
Yeah.
Well,
Mr., you don't want to do that. That's like surrendering.
Well, that's not what I heard from David. I mean, if you want to get him on the phone.
What did Mr. Hall say you do that?
He said I ought to do more topics like that. So if you want to get him on the phone and we go through a whole big song and a dance again.
Well, I would like to listen. I think you're committing career suicide by doing some jackball comment like a topic like that.
David G. Hall, is that David?
Yes, Mr. Hall.
Putting in a swimming pool, what do you want?
David, I wanted to call you up. It's Phil, and we're on the air.
Yeah, well, all right, but I'm overseeing the... They're putting steel in right now to our swimming pool. You know, did I tell you that we bought a pool?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I had a good year. And
well, I'm glad you had a good year, because I didn't.
Well, do we have to talk about that here?
No, but as long as I'm talking to you and you're putting a swimming pool in...
Well, look, I had a nice year. I'm sorry that, you know, we're trying... We're still... Phil, I've still got some great ideas for your show.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you enjoy that pool.
Well, I'm thinking of stocking it with fish. So it won't be... I don't want you thinking of me as some kind of a rich guy. I'm a regular guy. I'm putting in a pool. I'm going to stock it with fish so that when I go out to it during the day, I have a bamboo pool, and you can feel that you're, you know, working with a guy that
That's what?
That's what? That's a... Never mind.
David, you know, I don't care. Go ahead. Put your pool in. Stock it with fish. My question for you is, did you not say to me that you would like me to do the topic concerning who would you pay to have lunch with?
I said that you need to do more topics like that, because that will get the talk radio caller going, because a lot of these simple-minded programmers, they think that represents listeners. And
all right, and okay, that's fine, you know, that you're getting in your insults there.
Well, I'm just telling him.
Okay, but I'm not going to, you know, and I was attempting to do that. Now, I've got these people in the studio telling me that it's career suicide.
Well, as I thought about it, it is. Because you were going to talk about who would you pay money to have lunch with. Isn't that what you're going to do?
Yeah, after I talk to you about the topic.
Right, well, I don't think it's a good idea anymore. I don't think it's, I think it sounds, it's very, it's not sexy. The real topic is who would you pay money to, you know.
Oh, my God. You're not going to have him sit here and talk about that.
Well, I'm just saying that that would drive a lot of... Who would you pay to... And it would have to be women. No, it could be men, too. Who would you pay to, you know, have sex with you or to you?
Uh-huh. And that's going to get a lot of guys to call?
If you have a female, they can mention a female.
Well, I'm not going to do that topic.
All right, well, I just thought I'd tell you, you know. You're listening. I'm putting a pool in. You want to put a pool in?
Yeah, I'd like to put a pool in.
Well, this is the way to do it. Do topics like who would you pay money to have sex with in the sports world?
Thanks a lot, David.
I get it. So I get to be hung up on because...
You're putting a pool in, man.
Good for him. I'm not going to do that topic. You're right. Thank you very much for warning me, you guys. Anyway, welcome to this brand new hour.
No, the topic of who you're going to have sex with?
I'm not doing that, and I'm not doing any topics about who would you pay money to have lunch with. All right, moving right along here in a world-famous Phil Hendry show. What is this, the first interview O.J. Simpson after his acquittal? These are all guys that you could buy. I've got names of these people that you could go and spend money to have lunch with. Can we get rid of this topic now, bud, since it's not going to be about sex?
Yeah, let me just get all this stuff out of here.
Thank you very much. Unbelievable. Anyway, welcome back to our program, 877-876-PHIL, and online at philhenryshow.com. There's a lot of good ways to make bread these days, though, I'll tell you. If you're a celebrity, that's not a bad idea. And certainly it's not a bad idea to want to make money. You know, the economy is, it's creating a whole, I don't know, it's creating a whole new environment. If, for instance, you're a celebrity, but you're busted, I mean, I don't know that I would want to do that, because I would, if anybody wanted to pay to have lunch with me, which I'm not saying that they would.
Well, good, because I didn't want to embarrass you with...
That's fine, Margaret. I'm not saying that they would. I'm saying that isn't that kind of cheesy to, man, look at this, man. I bought you for $5,000. You got to sit down and have lunch with me.
Well, you're not going to do that.
I'm sure they'd be polite. I don't think so. You heard Sadler. He had to intervene for some of these guys. And Sadler having to intervene for you, that's basically like having a guy that speaks Chinese intervening between you and your wife as you're trying to work things out, you know.
Meaning no one can understand him.
Thank you. Now, as I said, you know, so there you are, and some guy, and I shouldn't say some guy, but some, you know, some bum, says, I just bought Pierre Garçon for $5,000. He's going to show up at my daughter's bar mitzvah. And don't you think that you'd be worried that these people would be not physically abused, but that they would be insulted or somehow, you know, some people think that for their 7 G's, they get to talk to the guy any way they want, you know?
Well, I think that the athlete will control that himself. He can say, well, you can't talk, you know, about certain things.
Yeah, they probably would say that or have a security.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you're dancing at a bachelor party, yeah, you're nude, or not you, but I mean a woman.
Yes, I'm a woman. You can speak to me about that.
Well, no, I'm talking to Phil.
Right, but you're talking to all of us, bud. So if you're dancing at a bachelor party, what?
If you're dancing at a bachelor party, and you're nude, okay, then it's a reasonable expectation that you're going to put,
Well, no, it ain't, man, just because you're nude.
Well, if you're nude, what do you...
Bud, it is not a reasonable expectation for an athlete who's been hired to go to a bar mitzvah or a birthday party or any other event for $5,000 to sit down and have lunch with people, to sit down and have dessert with people, to just attend a party with them. It is not a reasonable expectation that that man is going to have to sit still for insults, questions concerning, you know, embarrassing questions. I'm sure that he expects that people will say, hey, what's it like to play for the Washington Redskins? Or questions like that. And even still, you know, maybe even, you know, Pierre, I saw you drop a ball in this game. Can you tell me, you know, tell me what happened? But to say that I bought you for $7,000, you're going to have lunch with me to sit there as we belittle you and your team, I don't think that's in the cards, you know?
Yeah, but you can't control it.
I think you can control it. First of all, you tell people up front, no, you know, there's no insulting the man. And secondly, you know, he's allowed to get up and leave anytime he feels as if he is, it's an uncomfortable situation, and we'll give you your money back.
So why don't they do that with a girl at a bachelor party?
Are you kidding me or something? What are you guys talking about that she has to put out?
No, but I mean... They could request
that she provides.
No, they can't request. That's a situation that's really dangerous. A girl dancing at a bachelor party, if she doesn't have a bodyguard and she doesn't have somebody there to protect her, that could be a very, very dangerous situation. So she can just say no to, I would say, to anything. and get the hell out of there. And, I, you know, a lot of those girls will show up with bodyguards. How do I know? Because I have been the guy on the phone buying a lot of the, I'm kidding.
No, I don't think you are kidding.
I'm kidding. I am. All right, we'll be right back with more here on a world-famous Phil Hendry show. Enough about how much Pierre Garçon costs. Let's talk about your sister. I'm joking. The world-famous Phil Hendry show.
Truth is our bitch.
The people are going to call up Phil Hendry show. About that. So what? Breaking news that a meteor exploded over Russia. And I'm not kidding you here, okay? A meteor, that's the news story here. We have a Russian news service, and we also have a video that we were showing our Backstage Pass members. This is the video of this meteor over Russia. Now, we're getting all kinds of information. This is, quoting a news site, RMNB. We're getting all kinds of information about explosions in the Ural region of Russia that hosts that hosts one of the sports teams there. Information is sparse right now, but we do not want to speculate. And they're talking about this meteor that has shaken this town called Chelyabinsk, and happening when he said this morning. I guess it's tomorrow morning there. The video that we have on Phil TV here is showing a contrail, with some sort of trail behind this meteor that is obviously curving toward the Earth, and whoever is making this video is following a highway in this Ural region of Russia toward this meteor. It seems to be kind of a fairly well-traveled highway, but whoever's following this thing, man, he is moving, and it can't be a very safe road. It's obviously covered with lots of snow. It's that time of year in Russia. It's that time of year everywhere, but in Russia.
Yeah, it's probably cold as a witch's boob over there. Are you kidding me?
Sure, it's cold as a witch's boob.
Can we watch the language, please?
Witch's boob?
Yes.
All right, it's cold in Russia. And let me see what I got here. All right, on Friday, February 15th, this is just, this was posted by Phil Plate of Slate, published this article on his Bad Astronomy blog on Monday. On Friday the 15th, the Earth is going to get a very close shave by an asteroid called 2012 DA14. This 50 meter, which is 160 feet rock, will pass over 27,000 kilometers from the Earth's surface. That's 17,000 miles. This is closer than our geosynchronous satellites, so this really is a close pass. But to be very clear, this asteroid poses no threat to us right now, nor in the foreseeable future. Friday's miss is just that, a miss. And in fact, this is a good thing, since any time an asteroid gets close but misses, we learn a lot, including how to find them, how to track them, and even how to talk about them to the public. So is this the asteroid that we were just showing you guys? I don't know. There is more than one website, obviously, that's dealing with this. That was the story. Here is from Bad Astronomy, which is this gentleman's website. He says, and I quote, "When I wrote the headline for this article, I thought there was evidence the meteor had broken up in a single event while still high up in the atmosphere, so I used the word explode. I don't want to mislead people. There may not have been any explosion at all." Thank you. So I use the word explode. There may not have been any explosion at all. To be clear, the explosion heard in so many videos below is almost certainly a shockwave of the meteoroid and not from it exploding. What he means by that is a sonic boom. Sonic booms, if you've ever heard one, and I grew up at a time in California when sonic booms were still heard in neighborhoods from Edwards Air Force Base. It is literally a boom sound, and it sounds as if somebody threw a baseball against the window and didn't break it. But you hear this boom, and then, kind of things shake for a very... And my mother, I can still remember my mother jumping like 2 feet every time one hit. Apparently, at about 9:30 local time, and that would be 9:30 a.m. in Russia, a very big meteor burned up over Chelyabinsk, a city in Russia just east of the Ural Mountains and about 1,500 meters east of Moscow. The fireball was incredibly bright, rivaling the sun.
Man, that's like something from outer space. You kidding me?
Just take it easy. Rivaling the sun. There was a pretty big sonic boom from the fireball, which set off car alarms and shattered windows. I'm seeing some reports of many people injured by shattered glass blown out by the shockwave.
You don't think people are injured by the meteors just, like, landing on them?
No, I don't think anybody got injured. What are you talking about, man?
No, a meteor didn't land on them.
They didn't land on them. They got injured by busted glass.
Well, you don't know. What is this really a meteor? In other words, is it being, and I'm sorry, is it being controlled?
Get out of here.
Excuse me.
All right, hold on, Martin. No.
By intelligent life.
No. Would you stop with all of that nonsense, please?
Phil, don't point your finger at me and treat me like I'm some sort of a gloid like this one. It's a good question.
No, it's not a good question, Margaret. Is it being controlled by intelligent beings? All right. It was a pretty big sonic boom for the fireball, which set off car alarms, and some people were injured by the shattered glass. I'm also seeing reports that some pieces have fallen to the ground, but again, as I write this, those are unconfirmed. Note, this is almost certainly unrelated to the asteroid 2012 DA14 that will pass on Friday. Hmm. Well, Friday, okay, so this guy is saying this is a different asteroid? How could that be?
Well, there's more than one asteroid.
Maybe this was a chunk of the asteroid or something, I don't know. Or could be an asteroid field of some kind, or a meteor field. Oh, that's an asteroid. This is a meteoroid. This is breaking news, and reports are coming in fast, so I can't keep up. I'll update this post as I can, but treat everything here as tentative until I can get more information. Note also, lots of hoaxes are turning up, like a video of a flaming crater that's actually a flaming pit in some province of Russia that's been burning for decades. The door to hell. So that is baloney. Dozens of videos are popping up on YouTube, and some are incredible. This one from a car's dashboard camera, which we already showed you. Here's another one that I'll put up on our Phil TV in HD. This is this shows the smoke. If you can see this.
Yeah, look at that, man.
This is the smoke from that thing. As it is arcing across the sky, someone took a video, and obviously what that smoke is the meteoroid or the object, whatever it is, burning up as it hits the atmosphere. As it hits the Earth's atmosphere, it starts to incinerate, and you just saw that guy's camera shake. No doubt that was like a sonic boom of some kind.
Or maybe he's I shouldn't say this. Russia has a lot of alcoholics. Is it possible that the vodka consumption...
Margaret, have respect.
Oh, would you grow up? I'm a reporter. Look at this drunk. He can't hold the camera.
It's not the... The camera's shaking around, and maybe he's...
Yeah, he's probably all... What do you think?
I think I'm going to smack you in about 5 seconds. In any event, you're seeing the camera was shaking.
And you don't think it's vodka?
No, I don't think it's vodka. I think probably there have been sonic booms and things that have caused individuals to not feel very stable there on the ground. But this is an enormous contrail of smoke. And it is the report that they had was that it is, thousands of meters in the air. So if it's thousands of meters in the air, then you're talking about something that's a pretty damn big contrail. And this is the result of this being, as I said, burning up in the atmosphere. And it's pretty impressive.
Well, how do you learn so much about it?
Well, you know, Bud, I pay attention in life. Huh? I read and I do whatever I do. I ain't a genius, but when anything hits the Earth's atmosphere, it begins to incinerate because we have a very dense and thick atmosphere here. And things that come in from space, whether it's an asteroid or anything else, this is why we spend so much time with our astronauts, making sure that they're re-entering the atmosphere at the right angle. They don't want to burn the thing up and lose our astronauts. That was that whole thing, remember in Apollo 13?
Yeah, that thing was on fire.
It wasn't on fire, but it was hitting our atmosphere, and it was encountering all that heat, and that's why you have heat shields, you know, on the shuttle. So that's what you saw there. Whatever that thing was, man, it was cooking, baby. We'll be right back at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll see if I got any more news here on the asteroid that has entered the Earth's atmosphere over Russia, causing, at least we know, like sonic booms, and that contrail of smoke arcing across the sky there in the early morning or in the morning hours in Russia. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
And the vodka?
Get the vodka.
Phil Hendry. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. On Phil TV right now is a piece, a clip from Russian television. And it's very interesting because what we are talking about, folks, is the report of a meteor that has hit the atmosphere over Russia, over the Ural Mountains, as of Friday morning in Russia, and was very evident. And we have already shown a video on Phil TV of the contrail from this thing, and it has caused shock, has caused sonic booms. So understand that it's a small meteoroid, as it's being described. Not an asteroid, not a huge meteor, but small. Small, but even something as small as this causing this enormous plume of burning matter, as Dan and I were talking during the break, when something hits the atmosphere, and he was bringing up Apollo 13 and the trajectory that the craft had to hit the atmosphere so it wouldn't burn up. I don't know what we're looking at here, though, bud.
You guys building a dam or something.
Well, what is this doing on this meteor show?
What do you mean, meteor show? This is just Russian television. He's showing the comrades, you know.
The comrades. They ain't got no comrades over there anymore.
Yeah, they don't have no comrades. That's all about the Russia when there was commies.
When there was what?
Margaret, there's no comrades, and this is get out of here with this thing. All right, so what else? Here is a video of the shockwave being imminent. That's what they're calling this. The shockwave imminent in this piece of video that we're showing. Now, this, again, was a piece of video that was taken by, I would think, someone who's had vodka for breakfast. I'm joking around. It's very, very herky-jerky.
Well, you're taking the video of something directly overhead.
Right. Why would that be tough?
I don't know, Phil. It just... they're Russians.
Are they... because they're Russians, they don't know?
No, not because they're Russians, they don't know. They got video cameras over there. I think what the problem is that there is a, as Margaret was saying, that the angle is strange and it's very difficult to try to capture the angle. Now, the other thing we need to do here is get a report on the only damage that we've heard about has been shattered glass. The only injuries we've heard about have been people who've been hit by shattered glass. And the shattered glass is a the result of these sonic booms. So the meteor itself, whether there's any pieces of this thing that will be found is you know, something to be found out, because it's not, you know, with this thing burning up, hitting the atmosphere, how much of it's going to be left?
Yeah, if it burned up in the atmosphere, it's probably a little tiny...
be like pebbles and stuff.
If they find pebbles.
Well, I don't know, man. They're pretty good at finding this stuff. Writing in Bad Astronomy for another from the lighting, time of day, and video showing the rising sun. It looks like this was moving mostly east to west. I may be off, but that's how it looks. DA-14 is approaching Earth from the south. So this DA-14 is another meteor that's supposed to be appearing tomorrow. And this meteoroid has caught at least this one astronomer by surprise. He said this thing is moving from east to west, and the one that we're expecting tomorrow moves from the south.
Bill, this has all the earmarks of an
Don't, Margaret.
Of an alien craft.
You know, okay, hey, George, man, you got your story, you got your show for tonight. It's an alien craft.
Oh, okay. You know what? All three of you...
You talk about outer space, man.
I'm going to the toilet.
Yeah, that's outer space, too, Margaret. You just go in the toilet there and fantasize about...
Fantasize about what?
Just, never mind. So he says that this is unrelated to 2012 DA-14, but wow, what a huge coincidence. I don't know how big the meteoroid, the solid part of this was. The information is too scattered. We need the position of the people who took the videos to triangulate and see how far up the debris trail is, for example. I note that people were taking video of the trail for some time before the explosion is heard, which is consistent with it being the shockwave from the passage of the meteoroid through our atmosphere high above the ground. All right, so when it passes through our atmosphere, you're going to hear the shockwave or explosion, but what you're looking at there is still a contrail from this thing. I know a lot of folks will think that that's the sound from the explosion due to impact, but it's more likely to be the sonic boom from something big moving at multiple times the speed of sound through the air. As far as impact goes, the most likely scenario is that this broke up many kilometers above the ground and may rain down chunks. Many large meteors do this with meteorites, the pieces that fall to the ground, found downrange. Once the fall is found, we will be able to get a better idea of how big this thing was and, of course, what it was made of, rock, metal, or a mix of both. I'm trying to track down reliable sources of information. The train, which is the term used for the meteor trail, is interesting indeed. It appears to split, so I'm guessing the main mass split there. That's not surprising. It happened with previous falls, which he's talking about other meteors. And that means that they could have disintegrated at different times. Yeah, so if it hits the thing.
Yeah, it hit the thing, it's going to blow up.
It exploded and it became, you know, different pieces. How about that, man? That's pretty heavy. Huge meteor blazes across the sky over Russia, sonic boom shatters windows, and this is a post from the Bad Astronomy blog, the entire universe in blog form from Slate magazine, and forgive me, I don't know this gentleman's name, but he's an astronomer, or at least he's a bad astronomer. Well, I mean,
not a bad astronomer, man. That's the name of the blog.
I understand. That's pretty heavy, huh? Now, Margaret, where do you get this whole paranoia about it being an alien craft?
Because they're not explaining it, Phil. It's not part of the meteor that is being expected. I need Frank. Get Frank Gray on the phone, my husband, because for the longest time, you know that he was talking with, was it Carrie Leontine, the man who wanted to launch himself into outer space? Do you know that man?
No, I do not.
Frank represented him. And we had a very difficult time getting paid, but this band, Leontine, presented some very interesting scenarios.
You got Frank?
Yeah, he's over at Ted Beverly Hill.
Hey, Frank, you over at Ted's?
Hey, how you doing, young man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm better than Custer. What's up?
Are you at Ted's?
Yeah, I'm having a Ted. But I don't know why she lets these kids in, you know?
Is Ted letting... He lets in families.
I know that she lets in families, but why is she doing it on a night like tonight when I'm just trying to have a Ted? I don't understand it.
Frank, it's Margaret, and we've got a story here. I don't know if you've been informed or not, but does the name Kenny Leontine mean anything to you?
Oh, my God, is she dead?
No, no, he's not dead, but you remember when Kenny said he wanted to be launched into space to land on a meteor?
Oh, yeah, she was a mental case. But the thing that I loved about Kenny Leontine was that she paid her bill on time. And I'll tell you, her wife was outstanding to work with. Kenny Leontine's wife was a wonderful, wonderful woman. And he handled all the finances for Kenny.
Yeah, well, guess what, Frank? The news just broke that a meteorite was seen streaking across the sky in Russia.
Oh, would you quit yanking it? Here, I'll pull it out. You can yank the other one, okay?
No.
Frank, this is Phil. Margaret's not kidding. That was in the news. We just saw it. It was a huge meteorite that has been streaking across the sky in Russia.
Wait, did he see it, or did both of you see it?
No, we saw it on videos that were taken at the scene and have been posted online on various sites. We're looking at Bad Astronomy.
Well, I know the Bad Astronomy site because Kenny Leontine, who was this individual that Margaret was talking about, she wanted to be launched by way of a gigantic cannon into outer space and land on Halley's Bop or Hale. What's the name of Halley? The Halley Comet?
Yeah, Halley's Comet.
Is that the same one as Halley's Bop, or who is she?
That, no, no, there's two different comets.
Okay, well, Kenny Leontine was a real psycho case that wanted to live. But, as I said, she paid on time.
All right, so this is a meteor that is streaking across the sky. It is for real. It's over Russia. And in your dealings with Kenny Leontine, who wanted to land on one of these things, how big would it, what was the one he wanted to land on?
Kenny wanted to land on a what do you call a comet? And I don't know a damn thing about outer space. Although my wife tells me that I do, and I guess he ought to know, because when I found Margaret, he was living in outer space.
Thank you very much for that, Frank. That insult.
No, come on, honey. I'm yanking your chain. Okay, you just yanked mine. With a whole outer space scenario.
No, Frank, it is true.
Frank, it's true. Now, what did Kenny say to you?
Well, Kenny Leontine was a world-class psycho. She was remanded to psychiatric care at a variety of facilities. But the one thing about Kenny Leontine was that she had a bona fide idea, had she wanted to land on a planetoid, a meteor, or something, but to land on a comet, my sources tell me, and people that are in the know in the outer space business, that was pure, it's beyond pure suicide, that was pure a-hole-ism. And if I could blame Kenny for anything, I'd say he was an a-holist.
What is that?
Well, she was just a professional a-hole, to the point where it was religious with her.
All right, we're talking here with Frank Gray about Kenny Leontine, a famous daredevil who wanted to be launched into space and land on a... What happened to Kenny Leontine?
What happened to Kenny Leontine is exactly what everyone knew. She was basically incinerated when she was launched in a fully pressurized suit from the rocket cannon that they had assembled near Mount Bryce, and that's in the Utah Open Range. Kenny was rocketed at speeds of upwards of 30,000 miles per hour and made a direct hit on Hale Bop Haley or Haley Mills Bop. I don't know what in the Jesus.
Frank, it's called Hale Bop or Haley's Comet. Why are you having a hard time with that?
Well, what? Who is Haley Mills?
She was an actress.
Is she the one who played the deaf mute in the movie?
Haley Mills?
No, John Mills.
That's what I'm talking about. Is she the one that played the deaf mute in the movie?
John Mills played a deaf mute in Ryan's Daughter.
Okay. Is she the one that's the father of this guy, of this girl, Haley Mills?
Yes.
Okay. Didn't they name a meteor after him?
John Mills?
No, Haley Mills.
No, they did not. It was Hale Bop, not Haley Mills.
Well, I don't know. I can't be bothered now. No information I have is adding up. So just to hell with it. So is that all you need?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, Frank.
Well, I mean, geez, Phil.
Well, don't look at me.
Yes, I am looking at you. You wanted to talk to him, Haley Mills. And you know what? He's as flummoxed and as confused and as agog and aghast as the rest of us. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we continue talking about the meteor that was spotted in the skies over Russia this morning in Russia, and the sonic booms and the shattered glass and just the phenomenon of this thing in Russia. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I didn't give you more information about Haley Mills. It turns out that Haley Mills was the daughter of John Mills.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, we just showed a video here on Phil TV taken from another angle. It is a mind-blower, man. You guys who are watching Phil TV right now, you can see I've still framed it. I'm going to now roll it wait till you see this meteor begin to traverse the sky right in front of the cameraman. And then you see it hit. I don't know whether, Dan, you watched it. Is that like another layer of atmosphere or something that it's hitting? Because it was burning already, but then it turned into like a star for about 2 seconds. Yeah, it exploded. Here, the explosion taking place over the Earth, not on impact. Now, I'm going to roll this now. And those of you who are watching our video cast tonight on Phil TV, you're going to watch it coming up from the top left-hand corner of the screen. Nothing happening right now, but you will see this thing suddenly start to burn across the sky just around the top left. They're stopped at a red. There it is there. Now watch as this thing gets brighter at a certain point here. That is a mind blower. Turns into a bright star above the Earth's, the surface of the Earth, and then just disappears. And I got to tell you, they're showing some people, pedestrians, walking across the street. Like, what was that like? You know? These cats are, now the guy is commencing driving his car. He's actually more. That was amazing. That's probably the best piece of video that I've seen of this thing. Now this is different. Or is this the same? This looks like it's, it may be the same, but there is what we're talking about is this meteor that burned up over the skies of Russia tonight, our time. Here it is again. This is a slightly different angle, I think, but the guy stopped at a red light. The thing just turns into a huge, huge, bright white light, a ball of fire. You can see the red train on this thing as there is obviously burning matter, and then it just disappears. That must have been scary, man. I mean, I can't even imagine. The closest thing that I've ever seen to something like that was when I was driving home one night and I saw a rocket that had been fired from Vandenberg. It was actually two Minuteman missiles that had been fired from Vandenberg Air Force Base, which is on the coast of California, around Lompoc, California, aimed for the Marshall Islands. And I saw this streak, sort of, and then this enormous bright white light, and then two what looked like headlights in the sky. And what those were, as I later found out, were the two rockets, these two Minuteman rockets, losing their first stages or second stages and then taking off across the Pacific to the Marshall Islands. A journey, by the way, that I'm told took approximately 10 to 15 minutes. That's how fast those suckers were traveling when they left Vandenberg. But this is a natural event. It has nothing whatsoever to do with anything man-made. It's entirely a natural astronomical event that shows, and if we weren't living in the age we're living in today, folks, we wouldn't see these things. Video cameras, blogs, you name it. This is someone with a video camera in their car. It is twilight. Here it comes streaking across the sky. Couldn't ask for a better time of day because it's dark. So this is already bright, and it turns into a huge, bright, white light of explosive matter, and then continues toward the surface of the Earth. And and it shows pedestrians who are just calmly walking across the street there in Russia. I don't know. Let me get this back onto the network there. Now it's, the guy continues. I don't know what it is about Russia, because we were talking about the event in Russia at the turn of the century, actually maybe a decade or two into the century of the 20th century. It was what they posited was an asteroid that exploded above the Earth's surface, but not too far above the Earth's surface, flattening thousands of square miles or hundreds of square miles. And there it is behind me. I got the video rolling behind me of forest. An explosion that was heard and felt by the tribespeople that lived in this Siberian outback in those days. You're talking about the turn of the 20th century. You know, Russia was, it was not a country that was modern at all. There was no modernization of that country until the Bolsheviks came in. It took 10 years for the anecdotal information of this explosion to reach Moscow and other points in the outside world. And it was at that point that they said, well, what? We got to go investigate this event. So 10 years later, this finally gets to them that something happened, and they weren't sure what. And they began to send scientists into the area. And quite a bit of research has been done since then. But the only thing that they had was these reports from people saying there was an explosion, there was an incredible bright white light. And they went and they found trees flattened, not burned, flattened. Now you have here over the Ural Mountains, which is it's a populated area now. People with video cameras now. You can see there's traffic. I don't know, man.
Well, this ends the comedy portion of our show.
Well, I mean, not everything's comedy, man. What do you want me to do? You know, this is a heavy hitter, man. This is a beautiful thing, man. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, produced by Dan Northcraft. By the way, we want to thank Cool Hippie over at our website. Aurora, thank you for the heads up on that. That was fantastic. We appreciate it. World-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Go over to our website, get yourself a backstage pass. Until tonight at 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern, let that be a lesson to you. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Phil Hendry.